No, don't need no education. You clearly need an education, especially in the English language, if I may say so, as a foreigner. ESL.
ESL.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Episode 45. Ooh. Finally, apologies for the week delay. We couldn't get it together last week. Just couldn't schedule why it just didn't happen.
I had a business trip that was 6 hours on the road.
So,
and then...
Jeanette?
No, I drove up, and then my friend drove back, and we were yakking about some stuff.
I kept the car sick if I started knitting.
Yeah, I know. It was funny, the friend that I was driving with realized that someone informed her that there had been some shit talking about her, about some stuff that she did when she first got hired.
So popular drive.
No, it wasn't. She was so angry that no one, because she did some stuff, and they changed the policy because of it. And, like, everyone was... yeah, I know, right? Everyone was really upset. And no one ever told her...
Like, if her name is Susan, this is not Susan's law.
Yeah, exactly. Jennifer's law, yeah, totally. And it was just, like, she was so pissed. And I understand, like, I've had stuff like that happen where, you know, people have sent me... One of the things that I do at my job is, like, you have to send me these documents, and I post them up, and then I send them to people. And some people get the email they've been posted. Some people... or have available to see it, but they don't necessarily get an update. But you kind of have to tell me who you want to go to. If you don't, I just take this is fanning. I just hope for the best, right?
Right.
You know, and do what I've always done unless you say something different. And so apparently someone got something they shouldn't have, but no one ever said anything to me. And it's not a big deal, but it's just like, hey, I can't make changes and I can't adjust if I don't know anything. Like, I've had systems go down and no one tell me for like weeks, days, weeks. I'm like, I go, how in the F am I supposed to fix this?
If I
don't know it's fucking broken. You know, it's just like, oh, well, I didn't figure it out. You're an idiot.
So you had drama on your drive home?
Well, we were talking about that. I was like, yeah, you were the reason for that. I'm like, yeah, we were all mad about that.
Jennifer's law.
She said, why didn't anyone tell me? I'm like, that would fucking make sense. The girl that sits behind me, she was like, why can't they just blah, blah, blah. I go, shit. I know, I'm being needy. I'm like, yes, you are. Fucking wanting people to do their job. No one has time for this shit.
Funny.
So yeah, work was... interesting as always.
Yeah, this was a hard week.
It was a hard week
too.
The time change didn't help either.
You know, I didn't even think about that because we tried to actually record. We said, okay, we'll do it during the week. One evening with Skype, couldn't. Came home, passed out. One of us every day.
Yeah. If it wasn't one, it was the other one.
So all good. We're a week late. I don't know if we're gonna do the next one back on track in a week.
No, we probably should.
Whatever, we'll figure it out. We'll be back in a week or two.
So I have some pre-yarn chatter.
Let's hear it. I also have some pre-yarn chatter. I guess our pre-yarn chatter is just all about yarn.
So I think we should move the question part towards the end too. But my pre-yarn chatter is pretty quick. I was started a project and I couldn't find the start of this yarn. And I realized, and it's Caron Simply Soft because apparently that's all I have in my house. And I realized the end had been woven in weird. Like, it had been pulled out and then woven into the outside in there. And I couldn't get it out. So I was like, no, I'm going to cut it, pull out the inside, and then redo, you know, try to figure this out later. And so as I cut it, I pull the inside, and I get this giant yarn barf. But in the midst of this yarn barf comes a crochet hook. So clearly this yarn had been gifted to me by someone who had started something and then stuck their crochet hook in.
That's too funny. Or somebody had bought it and then returned it in the store and you bought it.
I don't ever remember buying this yarn. I don't know where this yarn came from.
That's too funny.
But I have a new crochet hook. It's a Clover F. I've never bought a Clover F crochet hook.
It looks actually pretty cool. You should try this and see how the clover hooks.
I've never even seen clover hooks before, so I know.
What's funny is it says Clover F.
Yeah,
there's no like 3 millimeters or whatever.
No bullshit, just F. Yeah, I have no idea. We're almost like when I was on the phone with Charlotte too, and I was like,
"That's too funny."
Like,
Well, I had a surprise.
And mind you, I have three. I have two Hanks like this, and then I have a Hank of, no, I have 1 7-ounce Hank, and I have 2 6-ounce Hanks. And what I realize is the 6-ounce Hanks are not all the same shades. So if you look at the 6-ounce shade Hank of, or skein of the light country blue, it's a different shade. So you can't use them
as a one color.
As one color, yeah.
Some stripes in whatever you're making, you know.
This one is pretty close, if not the same, but I know the light country blue is the same. But
this one is the color
of this.
Bone.
Yeah.
And I made a whole blanket in bone with black stripes, a crocheted a zigzag blanket.
Yeah, chevron, yeah.
Chevron.
I have three skeins of this, and I don't. I think I might know, but I doubt I'm right. I think my friend Makita gave me some, but I don't know where this.
That is too funny. Well, I had
a
surprise.
So I have a new hook.
Yeah, an F hook. I had a surprise too, and this has to do with Vanna's choice since we're on the acrylic,
which I have a shit ton of.
Well, what happened is, I have participated as a group, the Vanna's Choice Lovers or whatever it's called, Vanna's Choice Group, and they do knit-alongs and swaps. And I have taken part in a couple of their swaps and the knit-alongs. And basically, it's squares. You swap squares.
Yeah.
Squares, different sizes, different colors, whatever. What's nice
whoever
about that
picks
group,
the colors does a great job.
It's a group effort. They're putting out suggestions and then it's voted on them. But it's really nice colors.
Beautiful job.
And Vanna's Choice pretty much goes just easily together.
Except for the baby colors. They tend to stand out. You got to be
But anyways, so what happened is, and what I love about this their swaps is when you participate in a swap like we had in the past, and you say, I want dark blue. You get anything from light baby powder blue to
white,
orange, you know. That's dark blue. Like, what universe? But apart.
So true. People don't read instructions.
That's so nice in the Vanna's Choice group because it says this yarn is used. We don't care what you do with the squares, but this yarn.
Yeah, in this color. Yeah.
Anyways, so I have like 3-4 blankets Vanna's Choice from that group. I wash one. Of the squares, the Vanna's Choice Purple completely felts up. I have the blanket, and there's one felted, like, 3-inch
stripe. Is
it
one you made?
Well, I was immediately, I was like, wow, what idiot used another yarn in that swap, blah, blah, blah. Then I look, I'm like, no, this is the knit along. That was my own yarn, and I know I used Vanna's Choice.
I've never had my purple felt.
Why would an acrylic yarn felt?
You sure it wasn't wool?
No, I'm sure it wasn't wool because I don't have wool in that.
Is it the eggplant?
The eggplant, right?
All right, I have some eggplant. I will specifically crochet
up.
But
no, you know what? The eggplant is in several of the squares on the blanket. Only that one square it felted.
It makes me think you used something on accident.
I don't have anything else in that color. I was like, how did that happen? I was completely like, this is an acrylic yarn. Acrylic felting is when you have animal fibers that open up and then they
mesh together
and then they close up again. Acrylic doesn't do that. So,
because what you're saying is physically like
impossible. I was
maybe
so
that square was possessed.
Maybe aliens took it out of my washer and that's what it is. It's the alien theory. Anyways, that was my big surprise.
Creepy.
Because what happened here?
I don't know if that's a surprise or just a mystery.
Well, I was surprised. Why is there a felt all of a sudden in my blanket, you know? And of course, my immediate reaction, some idiot sent me the wrong yarn. I'm like,
oh. I thought that was my immediate reaction, too.
Because I couldn't do anything like that, of course. You
of
know.
Course not.
Well, let me think that.
Actually. All right, so what are you working on?
I am working on two things.
Let's
one
see.
Is the Lulu socks.
Underachiever, two things.
The Lulu socks, I got hoodwinked. We're supposed to make a pair of socks. These are not socks. These are full grown. You know, in the medieval times, they had the stockings that go up the whole leg.
Yeah.
That's the Lulu
sock.
Oh
my God, I want those so bad.
That sock goes from the tip of my fingers
to
my armpit.
Your armpit.
I mean, ignore that white yarn. That's just the
middle. Oh, these are awesome.
So I finished one. I have to do the other one. I really like it. The pattern is fairly simple.
Oh, I love it's just at the front.
Yeah, and in the back, you can actually see how it decreased for the calf.
What do you call it? Jill. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. He made the pair of leg warmers that it's a little bit longer, so you see it comes up and then it closes
right.
A little bit, and I love that detail.
But they go all the way up to my knee. It's gigantic.
Awesome.
But actually, I could call this done because it's the size of two socks at this point.
No,
you know?
No, no. These are awesome. If you don't want them when you're done, I sort of totally
do. Really, really cool.
I want to make these because they are awesome.
Yeah, very cool. The other one I'm working on is the March Mystery. I have talked about this group so often, almost every
but
podcast.
Is that a provisional?
That's just for me to know when to decrease.
Okay, for the
other
side.
And then
sock.
I'm going to just throw that yarn out.
Yeah.
It's just a scrap yarn. No, I don't know why the yarn going through the top of my
head. Yeah, I thought you was maybe provisional, or then I was like, wait a second, she did this top down.
It's just a measuring thing.
that was my guess.
Second one, March Mystery Group, Mystery 220 Group. Everyone's a mystery. Love that group.
You're so good with your groups.
Yeah, not all of them, but anyways.
I've been cleaning out some of mine that I'm just like not doing, and they haven't checked in for like 3 years.
Okay, can I tell you a secret? You know how you can sort your groups by different tabs?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have one tab called Obligations.
I should make a tab called Obligations.
Like groups that I feel obligated for whatever reason
that
to join that group.
Good.
But I never really look at them, you know, so then... But I need to throw out some groups that haven't been active in, like, so many
and
years.
And not even just, they haven't been active, I haven't been active
right.
in it. You know, it's just like, the 52 book club books a year.
I have
I'm,
that too, I've never
I'm never in
it.
There. Like, I go in there maybe once
I love
a
the
year.
Idea of it, because
love
I can't
the idea.
Look at books, but our own book thread has actually, I've been reading, most of the books I've been reading this year have come out of from our thread and our book suggestion thread. I love that, you know, so.
I finished the Divergent series, by the way.
Yes.
Those books are not for
the library.
Those books are not short, dude.
So,
really good though.
So for the March Mystery, there are a lot of babies coming up in my life.
Yes.
Then this summer.
Little people.
And there are two that one of our a person in our yarn circle is having twins. So I
God
think
bless
those
them.
Are going to be.
I pray for that person more than they know.
You know who you are.
Yes, you do. I pray for you, just so you know.
So I figured I'll
Hell, I have my friends praying for you.
And she's like all ignorant and like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God.
And we all sit around and shake our heads. But we love you, just so you know.
So one of the this month, so I've been doing the baby mysteries in that group.
Aww.
So
now that's provisional cast on, yeah.
That's a scrap yarn to hold the stitches.
Provisional cast on.
No,
oh no, because this was
up
okay.
Again. Right. No, it's going down. Okay. What was interesting? So this seems
I like to think
to be...
of cat and dog hair as a design feature. These
yeah,
days.
Of course.
It adds to the project.
Cats. Of course, this cat hair.
Here comes the design feature right
so
now.
What I found interesting. This is it seems to be since it's not. I haven't gotten all the clues yet. It's going to be something that has a top part with sleeves. It might be a onesie. It might be some
a
I don't
sweater,
know,
yeah.
romper, whatever. It starts, the pattern starts knit in the flat and then goes to the round. Can you tell where the round starts?
Right on that row right there.
Right. And this is something I learned in my level one knitting. I wouldn't have seen it if it wasn't for that. But again, my pearl rows are way too loose. And then in the bottom, it goes in the flat again. And here it's even again because I realized and I started tightening up on the pearls and boom.
Yeah, I was
going
to say it
up.
Looks totally better down here than it is up here. And plus your gauge changes from flat to circular too.
Right.
Which is why they tell you the gauge switch, swatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is
swatching.
Yeah. Let's not even go down that road.
So anyway. So
I love this yarn. Is this?
No, this is So Soft from Bernat.
Okay.
It's a discontinued yarn.
Every time I see them,
it's
like
not
Bernat.
Soft, it's
yeah.
So soft.
Just not normal soft. So soft.
Da, 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 da. So I'm making
cute.
It in blue and I threw in some black stripes.
Cute.
And
cute,
the person
cute,
is
cute.
Having a girl and a boy. So this is going to be for the girl.
Awesome. For the boy.
For the girl.
You're toughing her up. Toughing that girl up from the uterus.
Yeah. Let's see what her mother has to say about that.
And father. I did have a friend when she had her son. She was this, and it's not like they didn't have the money to buy new clothes. She was so cheap. She was dressing her son in her daughter's old clothes.
Okay, that's not right.
And I'm like, you know what? There's always the debate between nurture and nature and all that stuff. But come on, when he looks, when he's 16 and you're freaking showing those pictures and he has on fucking pink with flowers, he is not going to appreciate that shit.
Hence.
He
might appreciate
that. I saw a quote from Tom Ford, GQ magazine. Is Tom Ford gay?
Don't know. I mean, he's a designer.
I know, which unfortunately makes people disassume. But I guess he's just been, like, fabulous his whole life. As GQ asked him, the question was, so did you just feel like you were a freak growing up? He goes, no, I just thought I was fabulous and everyone else was an idiot. I'm like, holy shit, I feel the same way sometimes.
That's awesome.
I think that was a great answer to a stupid question.
We have a person at work who's
So did you think you were a freak?
But we have a person at work who no longer works there who's obviously gay, right? So I was talking to my boss about him, you know. And he doesn't work anymore. I'm like, well, does he have a boyfriend or something? She's like, he's not gay.
I'm you're like,
you sure?
Positive.
Put a year's salary on that one, I guess. Oh, that's not, you know.
I know.
Anyways, to each their own, whatever.
So I'm working on the same shit minus two things since we've talked last. So the Yellow Dwarf, I'm still working on that shawl. The Arrowhead socks, I'm still working on those socks. I've postponed those in lieu of other socks that I'll get to later for the Epic Cow, because I'm just not going to finish those. You would think I would pull this out. Where is it? I started my Washington Square cardigan for the Epic Cow after my disastrous watching incident, which we will not talk about that. But I am doing the sleeves, two
in
at a time.
Parallel. Right. Nice.
On one big long, And they're coming along. They would come along faster if I work on them, but I have just not been in a knitting mood. I've been on a crochet bender like no one's business. But it's coming along nicely.
Like
I love
weird
it.
Concept. If you work on them, they come along faster than if they just sit there.
Yes. Crazy talk, right? But I like the idea. It's
why your gauge is so loose compared to mine, you know?
My gauge is exactly where it should be.
It's fine, you know?
It's bulky on tins. How tight is it going to be?
Is this bulky?
Yeah.
It feels like worsted.
Mm-mm, it's bulky. Look at it. Well, when you pull on it, it's worsted looking. But yeah, that's bulky.
Seriously?
Yeah, look at it. Yep, that's Aaron.
No, this is worsted.
Mm-mm, it's Aaron.
Worsted.
It's Aaron.
Where's the flapper?
It's going to say four. It's Aaron.
It's knitting worsted.
It's Aaron.
Well, if you say it's Aaron and the sleeve of the yarn says worsted.
So does what you call it. So does
Karen.
Red Hot and Karen. Don't even. I do not buy that. That is Aaron. But yeah, it's bulky.
Yeah, well, it feels. Well, I guess I'm thinking super bulky. I don't know.
Yeah, super. You're used to super bulky. That's your world, dude.
We're all worsted. Anything's worsted. There's only three: sock yarn, worsted, and super bulky.
I love DK so much.
DK is worsted. Okay. Aaron is worth this. Okay, so the Washington Square cardigan. Very
so
nice.
Working on that in the craft room, which is almost done.
Looks nice.
All I have left is mandatory is curtains. Eventually, I'm going to change that.
The light.
Yeah, I found one at IKEA that I really, really want. All I see is puppy butt. And hi, Bailey.
Hello, puppy.
Hi, sweetie. He just looked at me like, hey, come here. Bye-bye. Come here, sweetheart.
So, craft room.
So, yeah, and craft room.
Done. Nice.
So this hopefully I will have my I went about IKEA. Come on. Come on, Fatty.
I love going to IKEA.
Come on, Fatty.
I love going through the marketplace. There's so many things that I must have but really don't need.
Yep. Totally. Which is my life at most of my favorite stores.
Did you finish anything?
Oh my god.
I finished nothing. Done.
All right, so this is going to be the Michelle show on the finishing. I have been on this crazy crochet bender. I don't have it with me. I finished the crochet disc cloth for Charlotte and sent her three of them.
Nice. So, of course, I don't have that. I finished and did 3 beanies since I've seen you last.
Nice.
So, I finished this beanie, which is going to go to Knots of Love, which is the... what is the name of that pattern?
The Madeline's hat. Oh, no. The Simply Slouchy?
No. The one for the teenage... I had to put the pattern in the Ravelry.
But it is a slouch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I finished that. These are all out of Karen Simply Soft. 3 out of 4 of them are dark country blue with some other color. Then I did... So that's the only one that's going to... So those 3 are going to go to...
Knots of Love.
And then these 3, I found another charity I really, really like called Knit With Love. And they're getting these 3 beanies. This is the perfect crocheted beanie out of dark country blue and some lime color that they've discontinued. And you know what? It doesn't fit like it would, doesn't look like it would fit well, but it really, really does. Stop it, you big knucklehead.
I love the color combination, which is the dark blue with the poison
neon green
in your face green.
Yeah, I love
really
that combination.
Cool.
I don't know where that, okay.
Where's the bed? Oh, where's your bed?
Where's your slippers? Okay, when I'm done with this, and we'll...
Okay.
So that, I really like this pattern. It actually came out really nice, and it fits
big.
Really well. But no, it fits perfect.
It's a slouchy, right?
Nope. Slightly. Put it on. Like, it oddly fits really well.
Ponytail might be...
Put it on like you're a normal person.
It is slightly slouchy.
Yeah,
slouchy.
It's not super slouchy, but it's slightly slouchy. But it just, the way she has you decrease around the brim actually works really well.
Very nice.
Then this one is the...
Oh, that's pretty.
So fucking fiddly. The textured unisex hat.
This
is, guess what color this is?
Could that be dark country blue?
Yes.
Very nice.
I'm so happy
you got into doing the crochet, the cancer hats, because it's such...
Well, these aren't for cancer.
Or whatever.
This is the Knits With Love, which is different.
What is that charity about?
Knits With Love is that they find people that need stuff.
Okay. Well,
they do cancer,
charity,
but they do
charity,
mostly,
you know,
just people, homeless people, randomly enough gypsies, things like...
Gypsies?
Mm-hmm.
Of gypsies in this country.
Yeah. they're gypsies. They're everywhere. But what you call it? But these more, you see them more to like colder countries and just people, like they went down to Haiti and then after the earthquake down there. And so wherever
nice.
There's people that need.
Okay, that's great. That's a good.
What got me, and the reason why I'm doing a lot of boy colors too is because they had like when they were in Haiti, they were just like, you need a hat. Here's a hat, and it was like all these boys with like pink hats. I'm like, no.
Is it called Knit With Love?
Knit With Love. Mm-hmm.
We'll link up to that.
And then this one, Monkey. This one is the Better Late Than Never beanie.
It's okay. I'm ignoring him.
Okay. Better Late Than Never beanie.
I am surprised by... I would have never thought of this color combination. I think it goes excellent, which is the medium country blue with the bone.
He is freaking out that you were not paying attention.
I'm ignoring him.
He's like, I love you, though.
I see you, but I'm ignoring you. I'm not playing with you right now.
But I love you. I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks. Oh, my God. Let me go get his blanket.
Okay, we'll pause here. Puppy break.
Do you need to go potty?
And we're back.
Yeah, I take a little bathroom break there.
So what I was saying, this last hat
right.
is bone colored with the medium country blue. And that's surprising to me. Everybody else probably saw it. A really cool combination.
Yep, they were next to each other in the bag. I'm like, oh yeah, that's cute. Word.
Love it.
Yeah. I really like this
but
pattern.
But the thing too. Is also with Karen Simply Soft, a lot of the colors, when you go in the store and you just hold them together, it's like, oh, it's cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
oh,
taupe is
yeah.
a nice neutral color that
right.
goes with everything. This one, I really like this pattern. It just needs to come out bigger, but it was the... They make it with Karen Simply Soft, which is definitely Aaron, and it would be bigger
worse
with that one. Yeah. Oh, God, it's so not worth it. That's definitely a lot thicker. Then, I frogged 2 blankets and have now
right
a shit ton of Bernay yarn. I blocked your shawl, which goes
yes,
under finish optics.
Yes, thank you. The shawl that I had done, I forgot the name of it. What is it?
Is
South Bay.
South Bay shawl.
South Bay shawl. It's not a shawl. This is a full-grown shawl.
Yeah.
That is going to Austria.
Yep.
Made in America. Handmade in America. In the USA.
And then, I made this. But you haven't seen it because you don't follow me on Instagram.
Because I'm not on Instagram ever.
And you would have seen this. But I made an ironing board for my craft room.
Very nice. Strong. We need to take a picture of that and put it on our website.
I'll send it to you. I have one. It's on Facebook too. But
I'm actually off Facebook for the Lent.
Wow. So you really haven't seen shit that I've done.
No, not seen anything.
So yeah, I did this. And basically, it's just an old dinner tray. That someone had carved the word whiskers into with like four S's, cotton batting, and some IKEA fabric that I bought like 5 or 6 yards of years ago that's since been discontinued. And I probably,
what were you planning to make out of 6 yards of this fabric? It's very nice,
it,
fun fabric, but 6 yards?
Where is he going? Where is he going? Excuse me. Pardon me. He's driving.
He's carrying his bag around the house. Okay, so
it was originally for a bag lining, and then that bag didn't work out. And then I've been sitting on
one big bag, 6 yards.
I don't know. And then I have matching fabric to go with it. It was just I bought a lot of it because it was a decent price, and I really liked it because it has a large repeating pattern too.
Right.
But yeah, this is just a wooden dinner tray, 4 layers of cotton batting, some fabric, and a shit ton of staples.
Nice.
I bought a staple gun because you can see this thing is thrashed, but like it is hella stapled down. It ain't going nowhere.
Staple guns are fun.
They're awesome. They're
very nice job.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to make it?
Had I not gone apeshit with the stapler, like it took like maybe 30 minutes because it was just a matter of figuring out how many layers of batting and cutting it where I wanted it. Maybe 20, 30 minutes, the whole thing.
We'll link to the...
I'll send you a picture.
Pattern of... not pattern, no. Did you follow some instructions somewhere?
There's like shit tons of instructions
okay.
on Pinterest, but basically you cut it down the size, staple it down.
Right. So just send
the
picture.
The only thing you need to make sure you do is use cotton batting because
right.
you're ironing on this, and if you're using polyester batting,
gonna
it's going
to
jack it up.
To melt.
Yeah. It's going to be horrible. And I'm going to use my tiny iron with it. I cannot wait to take a picture of this.
tiny ironing board. Staple gun. Woohoo!
I buy the staple gun.
Hold that away from my face,
please.
Okay, still.
It's locked. It's not going anywhere.
Still. That's what they say. Now don't you end up with a staple in my forehead.
There's no bullets in this gun.
Okay, point that
I'm
elsewhere.
I'm not going to staple you. God, I'm not an idiot.
Famous last words.
Not an idiot, Stink. But no, when I bought this, I told the guy, I'm like, hey, what staples
you're
do I get?
You're scaring me. Put that staple
it's
on
not
that
pointed at you. You do know how this works, right?
Yes, I do know.
You know it's pointed that way, right?
And it's going to shoot out and bounce back and ricochet into my head.
What the fuck do you have? How do you think this thing has? Can I finish my story about the staple gun?
Go ahead.
Okay,
just put
so
the staple gun down while you finish
it. I'm going to keep talking about it now that you've made a deal out of it. I'm going to talk with it. When I bought it, I asked the guy, this is why I hate when people do not know their job. I was like, hey, we're the staple for these. It's like, oh, any of these right here, those will work. So I
no,
buy the
staple. No, they don't. There's like 7 million different staples.
And they don't all fit every gun.
Right.
So I'm like jamming it into the back and it's not fitting.
Right.
So I had to take it back because I would have had this done beforehand. So I take it back and I'm like, the guy told me all the staples would fit and the ones he told me to buy didn't fit. I go, which one's going? Sure enough, it says on the side, which ones to use. And it also has the model number. You have to match
and
the model number up.
And know that there's...
And so I go...
Where'd you buy it?
Home Depot. Mm. And so I go to the staple area, the staple gun staple where they keep all of them. And I'm standing there and I'm looking for the ones with my model number on it. And this guy walks by, I go, where are the staples for this one? He's like, right there. And he said it with so much confidence. I'm like, he knows what he's talking about. It wasn't like, oh, you know, these. Sure enough, freaking on the side, Easy Shot Stanley TR45.
Right.
Totally worked. It was awesome. Super easy. It's like, it's amazing how well they fit in there when you have the size that fits in the back. Because, like, it's very distinctly a size that fits. And I'm, like, trying to jam them in there.
No, staple, there's, like, I don't know who ever came up with the norms for staplers. But there's, like, pretty much each brand has its own size. Because I'm standing sometimes at work where we have the staplers for, like, if you want to put 4,000 pieces of paper into one staple. You know, big staplers. And there's, like... 59 boxes.
Yeah. Like, now, regular one? Staples are pretty standard. You either have the big ones or the little ones. But when you get to those, it totally changes. And he should have said something. If he didn't know, he should have said he didn't know. And then I'm like, annoying.
Buy anything else?
Yeah, I bought a shit ton of fabric and a shit ton of zippers for project bags.
Nice.
Like, a lot. And if you followed me on Instagram, you would have seen said fabric.
And you know, I can't even say the word.
You know what? And you're on it, and I've unfollowed you.
Because I didn't even know. Do I have an account?
Yeah, you set up an account. You followed me for like, and you followed me, and I was like, she's never on here. And
is, I have Instagram is on the phone, and it's not installed on my phone anymore because I don't want people's, tracking me.
No one gives a shit what you're doing. Like, no one gives a shit what I'm doing. No one gives a shit what you're doing either.
Instagram is not on my phone. Maybe I'll
get you still have an account, but I've deleted you from my friend list.
So you unfriended me?
Yeah, I went through like an unfriend like Thursday.
I take that personal.
Yeah, that's okay. I unfriended a lot of people. I'm like, I don't like what you post. You never post anything. I don't like what you post.
That just hasn't grabbed me, Instagram.
It's all about following people that are interesting to you, is the thing.
Because
I've found some patterns. People are like, oh my God, I love that pattern. You know, I've found some people. And yeah, there's some other people I'm debating unfriending because they're boring.
They're boring.
They are. It's just like, oh my God. It's just like, it's just like, I don't care.
Facebook, that was my, because every year for Lent, I do something, this has no connection, whatever, to being religious or Catholic or whatever, which I am, but the Lent thing is like, what can I do this year, I'm going to go off Facebook,
Yeah, I have no desire to do Lent.
No, it's just a personal challenge, It's like,
the same thing.
40 days, I'll do something, whatever, Or some years, I'm like, Ramadan, I'm not going to eat for 30 days in the daytime.
Have you done it?
I did it once, where I actually did the whole 30 days,
You know what part I like about Ramadan? Is the eating part of Ramadan.
Yeah.
I found that one of my coworkers in another department was Turkish, and I'm like, Turkish, right? He's like, yeah. You could tell he was nervous, because he could tell. He wasn't sure where this was going. I'm like, is your wife Turkish? He's
like,
yeah. I'm like, she cook? He's like, yeah. I'm like, do you celebrate Ramadan? And I can tell that's what he got, because now he's like, she's going to freak out for Muslim. He's like,
does she have to wear a headscarf?
Yeah. I didn't give a shit about all that. He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm coming to your house for Ramadan. He's like, oh my God. I go, you think I am messing around? I have seen the Ramadan.
We have
pizza.
Good food. The Middle Eastern food is just
so
fantastic.
Good. He's like, you should come on the last one. I go, and I plan to. I'm like, don't be surprised when I show up at your house in the middle of July this year, because that's what I'm coming over.
I was. Yesterday, we were cleaning out the house because we're trying to make some room and redecorate and redo some stuff. And I used to be into scrapbooking for a while, heavily. So wherever I would go, I'd pick up, bags full of brochures and flyers. I'm like, we had a whole giant-ass file cabinet drawer, and not the small file cabinet, big file cabinet.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Full of souvenir brochures and stuff. So we went through it. And the whole stuff from Dubai, there were menus and stuff. I was like, oh, I'm drooling. I want that food right now.
Speaking of scrapbooking, you have to stay on top of that to do it. I have a friend. You're always behind. I have a friend who not only went back and scrapbooked her whole life. Okay? So she did all her, junior high school, elementary school, all because she played the flute. She was in stuff, played soccer. She got all the pictures from her mom, scrapbooked her whole life to date. Both of her kids are up to date.
Did she do anything else for those 5 years that it took her?
No, she pounded that shit out.
See, the thing is, the one thing with scrapbooking is, and that's what's really standing in my way at this point in life, is that it takes so much time to set up and it takes a lot of space. If you have a designated room where I can leave all my shit out, I can go in there and, do a page or something,
She's always
easier.
Had a room, and she did her stuff for, for her books before her oldest was maybe one, so when he was down, she would be able to work on it and stuff like that. But when they moved, the kids' playroom and her scrapbooking share the same big kind of room. But she also doesn't work, too, so she does that during the day a lot, too, so, which makes it a little bit easier.
With two kids, it might be a lot of work anyways, you know.
But she, I mean, no, she just pounds it out. Like me, it takes me, like, days to decide on my, you know.
I found when I was, there's a website, now we're living in the scrapbooking world, but there's a website called PageMaps, where they give you basically planned layouts, you know, but not okay, this is what the page is going to look like, because then you need to match the colors and match the color. But just basically, okay, you can put, and it's just sketches, you know.
I have books of that.
Circles here and square there and da-da-da-da-da. And I found that really helpful because it also took me and my indecisiveness, you know. It's like,
I have book because there's a ton of books
is
like that.
Indecisiveness or indecision?
Indecisiveness, me. I don't know.
Huh,
fickle. Fickle.
Don't
need no education. But yeah, mine was like, that was always awesome, but for me that was hard to do because I don't like having to force my picture size into your predetermined picture space.
I didn't use the pre-built packets. I would build from scratch.
No, me too. But like, the stay true to a design. I'm like, well, I'm like, no, I might steal the essence of it. What happened with me, I would just pick and choose parts of stuff.
Right.
Like,
and then these page maps, it's a guideline, you know? It's like, I don't even know how to start. Oh, well, why don't I start with this? And then it goes anyways where it goes, you know? I mean, I like scrapbooking. It's relaxing and stuff, you know? But it needs to have a designated space.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't have space even for my yarn. And if I or when I have the space, first sewing machine gets a place where it can stay out. And then the yarn stuff gets a place where it can stay out. Or, you know.
It's like my
scrapbooking is not the first one to move into my future craft room, you know.
Yeah, the sewing machine for me has to have its own space. Like, that's the fact that I have it has its own space and it's covered when I'm not using it. Is huge for me. I really, really, really like that.
Well, my sewing machine is moving back and forth between the closet and the table. You know,
I don't know why that bothers me. I'm just like, I need it. So it's like whenever I was like, I want to sew. Take off the top, keep moving. All right.
Very nice. Actually, I did buy something this week.
Buttons?
No, an elastic band for shorts that I'm making.
And you bought buttons for your last, what you call it, too?
All right, for that last baby cow.
Yeah, I bought a lot of fabric. I found some great, great nesting doll fabric and some owl fabric, and it's like I hear this tiptoe coming. I'm like,
I was supposed to go to downtown yesterday to the whole fabric district, but my friend had to unfortunately cancel her trip, and so I guess I'm off one at a time, whatever.
Yeah,
the Joann's next to my house had grand opening. Woohoo!
The official grand opening is the 20th to the 22nd.
Yeah. But they had opening. They already opened.
Yeah. They soft opened. Yes. Soft open.
And it's really cool. Lisa and I went. Hi, Lisa.
Hey,
Jill.
Hey, Jill. Hey,
we
Lisa.
Went and...
Have you gotten coupons yet?
No.
Really? I've gotten three.
Lisa hasn't gotten any either because it sucks. We live right next door to this place and we're not getting coupons. Everybody who lives further away gets coupons
they
because
want
they
want to
draw
in.
Them in.
I've gotten three. Two.
I'm like...
I've gotten one big coupon and then I got another page that had two coupons on it.
Wow. Well, those people are really nice there.
Good.
And the whole upstairs is fabric.
Oh, they put it on second floor. There's a double floor?
Double floor. The whole upstairs, the entire floor is the sewing section.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm going to have to go out there.
Still not as big as the one in Torrance, but because that one is ridiculous.
Yeah, right. Size of Macy's.
What's that? Challenge chatter. Well, you're working on your cardigan and your socks.
I'm working on my cardigan. I'm going to save the Arrowhead socks for later. And I decided to do worsted weight socks.
Okay.
But instead of doing the top down, because you know how I feel about doing something I've done before, and I don't think that's challenging, I'm going to do the same very pink, circular one, but toe up.
Oh, nice.
Because I've never done toe-up socks.
Very nice.
And I watched the videos that go with it, because she does them part by part, but then she does one big long one. So I watched the one big long one. It was like 28 minutes or something like that. And it's kind of put me in the knitting mood. So maybe I'll get some knitting done over the next week. So I'm going to do them in the same yarn that you did your cuff down, but it does in a different colorway. The Bernay Mosaic. I think I'm going to do it in Fantasy. Or in the woods, so I haven't decided yet, and knock those out because those shouldn't cut. Like, I remember I looked at my notes for my top down ones, and the first sock took me a minute, and then the second sock took me like a couple hours.
I'm looking at the pattern with a somewhat puzzled facial expression. Why? Probably. It's not the pattern. I think it's an awesome pattern. Learn to Knit Toe-Up Socks by Stacey Perry. www.verypink.com. And same thing that we did the top-down ones. Perfect, perfect. The picture. That's a man's foot.
No.
It has to be a man's foot.
No, it's her foot.
Oh, man. Okay.
Why?
It looks like a man's foot with a woman's tattoo on it. It looks very hairy.
I just think it's a bad print, to be honest.
Is that what it is?
Huh.
Okay. It looks totally
so
like
judgy.
No, but I thought it's a man's foot.
I'm looking
at like,
the leg. I'm looking at the sock.
It's very curly.
So judgy. So, yeah. So, I'm going to work on... That there's
sorry,
no way
I didn't
I'm,
hear anything you said that was fascinated by the
I know
name.
You didn't. I'm very used to the face when people tune me out.
What?
I get that a lot.
Why is there a man's
it doesn't upset me at all.
There. Sorry about that. Awesome pattern.
It's my life. So there's no way. Bailey.
I'm not doing anything.
He's licking the floor. Bailey.
Okay, no. He's cleaning
his Monkey.
Tongue on me.
Monkey. Hey.
It's okay.
Hi,
it's
sweetheart. I love that face when he looks up and like, hey,
okay.
What's going on?
So, I am...
Is this bed
decided,
still there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Out there in the safety of the carpet.
Hey, okay, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I have decided on what top because after the socks, after the Lulu socks,
mm-hmm.
The only thing I have left for the
hey.
Cow is the top.
Right, the last sweater.
And I am going to make something called Mama Vertebrae. It's a knitting pattern by Kelly Brooker.
That one's really
cute. So, I really like that.
Really, really cute.
It's sort of, yeah.
Oh, do you have it? Let me see.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. So, I'll make that one.
Yeah,
I think I
cute.
Even have enough yarn at home for that.
Oh, God. KFB. PMA, KFB, K7, KFB, PMA. Oh, God.
Knit front back, put stitch marker.
I know, it's just reading it, makes me dizzy. I'm like, oh, God. But yeah, that's super, 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 super.
So
cute.
I'll make that and then I'll be done with the epic cow. Woohoo.
There's no way I'm going to finish it.
That's team overachiever leader for you.
Yeah, I'm going to get the socks done. I'll finish the one cardigan and I'll be a cardigan short.
Well,
that's the reality
not
of
like
it.
You're going to win any prizes.
Yes, not like I can win any prizes. And that's exactly how I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my best to finish those two things and hopefully start the second sweater before the end of April. But yeah. So I was doing another challenge.
Yes, I saw that. Cleanse your palate challenge. What is that?
That was from
is that
the
food?
No, it was from the Just One More Row podcast. And
okay.
It was from the first of the year till the last day in February, the goal was to knit 1,500 yards of yarn. And I did, some people did like works in progress, but those count if you finish it and you got to count all the yarn. So there were some people that finished blankets, you know, finished sweaters, so they had high yardage. I've cleared just like, it was like 1,604.
Nice, good
so,
job.
But it was like, I took the approach of do a ton of little things.
Right.
So I had like multiple hats, multiple dishcloths. I did the heart for the dingo for Valentine's Day. I finished.
Yeah, you have been actually doing quite a bit.
Yeah, I finished.
Of little thingies and the hats.
Yeah, I finished something that was large. Oh, I did my bag. My crochet bag was in that. So that was
right.
A lot of yardage. And then a couple. So it was just like bang, 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 bang. So
congratulations.
I didn't win anything in the drawing because you only got a place in the drawing for every 1,500 yards. And so the people that had like 6,000 plus.
It's a little bit not fair if you're allowed to do whips and then count the entire project. Because if I have a blanket that's like 3,000 yards of yarn and all I have to do is bind off. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not our challenge,
well,
though. You know?
Just correcting them on their when they're wrong, you know.
But I mean, if you finish it, you finish it. It's like, and how are you gonna? It's like that's a lot of work to figure out how much you've done and da 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 da. But like, if it's yeah, if I don't know, it's yeah. So you had a couple people that had 6,000 yards because they were like, oh, I finished this sweater and this sweater and this sweater, and then I did this sweater. You know,
right.
It's just like so they got 4 entries.
Oh,
Well, you know, because you got an entry for every 1,500 yard. Everything I did, I think, except maybe like a dishcloth or something, I started in that time period. So only made it up to 1,500. But I did not win anything in the drawing, which made me sad.
Right. Top five yarns. Do you want to go there?
Yes.
What are your top five yarns?
So we decided to do, I threw something out there to do the top, like to do a top 10 of things. And so in doing the top 10, you get five, I get five. And so the first thing I threw out there was to pick our top 10 yarns. And I did my list. I didn't send, Eve my list.
What's your name?
Yeah. Who are you? What's your name is? So I was like, look, I did my list. You give me your list and then I'll post show you my list.
I'm totally in agreement with your list as well, combined with mine being the top eight or nine or whatever.
Because we have how many?
No, we have only the Karen.
Yeah, we only have one overlap. So the top nine. So I think we did a good job. So
what are your five to five you picked?
In no order in particular, I put Cottonies by Lion Brand.
Love it.
Love that stuff. Cascade 220, which you don't like.
Yeah.
Malabrigo Worsted.
Love it.
Caron Simply Soft.
Love it.
And the Lux Socks by Unwind Yarn Company. That's the one that has cashmere in it that she does.
That's nice.
That's really soft. Nice. It's really soft. You the one I pulled the socks out of, that one. Those are so Karen Simply Soft, Malabrigo Worsted, Cascade 220 in all the colors, Cottonies, and Lux Sock by Unwind were my five. What were your five?
My five were Lamb's Pride.
Love that.
Madeline Tosh.
Yep.
Karen Simply Soft. Hello.
Hello.
And then the last two are sort of not really one particular yarn, but it's white. Mercerized Cotton. I just
love it.
Mercerized Cotton. It's so shiny and pretty.
It's so shiny.
It's cool. And then I love anything Knit Picks, which is really not the top yarn. It's like,
I love this stuff. Like I forgot they have. When you put it up, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't put them on my Knit list. Picks. But It definitely goes on our top nine.
So these are our top nine. Hey, we got one left.
What do we add? Noro.
Oh, God. That's the leader in our bottom 10.
Vanna's Choice.
Vanna's Choice could go in there for sure because it's
so versatile.
It's so many pretty colors that all go together.
I know
together.
You really want to put Red Heart Super Saver Peruvian print on here.
Peruvian print. Red with Noro. Wow. In one sentence, Noro and Peruvian print.
We should do our least favorite yarns. Yarns that pissed us off. That should be our next one because I have some. let's put this up to see what other people like. What are your top five yarns?
Yeah, we'll in the podcast thread, which has already been up for a week, we'll ask your favorite yarns.
Yeah, and then I think our next top five will be your top five hated yarns.
Right. Good one.
Because I have some. I definitely.
Me too.
Oh my God, do I have some?
Oh yeah, me too.
And what qualifies? I'm talking yarns that I didn't like knitting with. Like maybe I used it for something once, and then I used it again, and it pissed me off. Things that just don't feel good.
That don't look good.
That don't look good.
And that don't...
Don't live up to the hype.
Don't live up to the hype, Noro. Thank you.
Was I thinking that when I said that? Yeah.
Did you channel that through my mouth?
I wonder what same yarns are going to be on there.
Right. Yeah, so this is ugly colors, look ugly, feel ugly, are overhyped, and just are
I think
not
other
there,
than Noro, we're
going to
have a very different list.
No, there is one for sure. I know we're both going to have one.
I mean, Noro, yeah.
No, apart from the Noro, I know there's another one from my best friend. Designer, spokesperson of a yarn company who has been not so nice to me at the Vogue Knitting Live when I met her and I was all disappointed. Her yarn line is going to be on there for sure because it splits like crap.
Oh, the one that I also hated working with?
Mm-hmm. See, there we go.
And I love the colors. I love that it's a blend. Cause it's the blend. Okay, I love that it's a blend, but oh my God. I made a hat out of that yarn, and I
hate it. Yeah.
There we go. You know, we might not be so off.
Yeah,
know?
I have another one. Don't look. But I want to put it down so
well,
I don't
let's,
forget.
Let's do that next time.
Yeah, know? But I don't want to forget this one because it's so... okay, yeah. So, yeah, there's that. Oh, I have a... Oh, so you got questions. We started a thread on the website called You Got Questions, We Got Answers. That seems to be the popular thing to answer questions about ourselves. And we're going to skip the first question.
No, the first question is great. Somebody, some anonymous person asked, how does Eve manage to be so awesome all the time? Well, first of all,
my response
back to you, person anonymous, you are awesome just for asking that question.
I wish
think
you could
you're
see
awesome
me shaking
too.
My head. I wrote my response on the board was, hello, anonymous. Well, that's a good question. Not being Eve, I can't answer that question, but I will let her address that the next time record. Parentheses, however, if you ask my opinion, I think awesome is really pushing it. She all right.
That person may have wanted to say why she's so awesome, but the other one is not. But
anonymous, you know, I have issues.
Anonymous is awesome. You're awesome in my book.
I love how you posted that. She was, when I got that at work, I was like, oh, someone put up a question, and when I saw it was you.
I'd like to remain anonymous.
I fell out my chair.
You can't post anonymously on Facebook, on Ravelry, did you know?
Yes. All of a sudden you hear, ah! But we did get a question from...
Prime number?
Yep. And...
Questions. Four questions.
Let's answer...
One, what do you do when you spot a sweater on the street and love it and you think it's hand-knit but not sure? Do you jump up and down but stifle a scream of enthusiasm? Do you tap the sweater wearer on the shoulder and ask loudly and proudly? Do you secretly take a picture then raff stalk him or her incessantly?
I've only had one sweater that I saw in the wild. I was like, did you knit that? Like, the color, the gauge, the blocking, like, everything was perfect. And she was carrying a knit bag. And we were in Joanne's in the yarn section. I was like, you knit that? She's like, yeah. I'm like, it's awesome.
Well, I would then ask immediately, what's the pattern? That was a easy one because it was in the yarn section in Joanne's and fairly certain. But what if you meet somebody on the street and you have no idea, you know?
I've never, I haven't seen anything in the wild out here. Like, if it's I've seen a couple of beanies, I'm like, mm-hmm. What you got? Star-crossed beanie? Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
Well, I had at work, somebody was wearing this jacket which clearly was not handmade because I know her and it was a machine made, but it still looked really cool. I was like, oh my god, I want to make this, you know. So I asked her, I was like, can I take a picture? I want to try to recreate this or find a pattern or something, you know. So I think if I saw something on the street, I'd either secretly take a picture if I'm scared of go up to the person, or I probably would just approach them.
I see a lot of down here. I see a lot of beanies, and I'm always like, someone made that.
Really?
Like, I gotta find that. Like, there's been a couple where I should have asked, and I haven't. But yeah, I'm getting more to the point where I'm like, someone make that for you? You make that?
I think I wouldn't jump up and down because I might scare them.
I'd probably just go ask them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Ask or take a picture secretly if I had the chance.
And question number two, I can already answer for you.
What's your favorite weight, color, type of yarn needles designer?
All right, for Eve, that she likes sock, bulky, super bulky. She just completely skips over bulky. If she could do everything on size 15 needles.
Yep.
In blue, black, sometimes red, sometimes purple. She's pretty open for yarn. And do you have a favorite designer?
I have a favorite designer, but because I just like her so much as a person, I have two favorite designers, which is Kristen Omdahl and Marley Bird.
Hmm.
Not so sure. I mean, their stuff is really nice too. And they're not my favorite designer because they make the greatest stuff ever. They make nice stuff. There's many designers who make nice stuff, but they're just so nice people. Love them.
I don't think I have a favorite
designer.
There's a couple designers I like, none of which their names I can think of. Like, I'm all over the place.
Well, I like nitpicks the needles. Oh. I mean, if you're talking needle brand, needle yeah. size, the bigger the better. But yeah. needle brand, the nitpicks. Nitpicks. I like the metal, interchangeable ones.
I like the metal and the harmonies. Mm-hmm. And it takes everything I can not to buy those new blue ones.
new blue ones?
You ever seen the new blue? They're called Caspian.
What?
They're really pretty.
Blue needles?
They have that same ripple.
Must have.
Yeah, but they're kind of like...
What material?
They're wood. That's why I figured you just roll them off.
No,
like
I think if
blue.
I were to buy wood, I would buy the white ones, the Harmony white ones, because it's the easiest.
Oh, the Sunstruck?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty. The blue ones are pretty awesome. They have that same kind of ripply pattern that the Harmony, but very blue colored. It's really pretty.
I probably want them, but I couldn't use them because everything I make is blue, and then I get totally lost. I'm like, what?
Yeah, we have to pick a needle brand, like, by far. I know I dislike, for those who have listened to us before, we hate Addy Turbles.
Yeah, they're not sharp enough.
Yeah,
right.
The lace ones are good, but the Addy Turbles are so blunt. Color, I tend to gravitate towards...
Orange.
No, teal.
That's
so
true,
much
teal.
Teal and purple, I gravitate towards a lot.
And you do also gravitate towards the sun colors.
And then orange randomly pops up. I don't know why. And then weight, I'm a worsted weight girl. I like worsted weight, and I like DK a lot. And...
Designer.
All types of yarn. I don't have one particular designer. There's a couple out there. I love Frenchie. Her name is Catelyn Frenchie. I can't think of her name. I like her stuff. Noragon, of course, that's typical, but I do love her stuff, although I don't make a lot of her stuff. There's some out there. I'll send you some. There's a couple I do actually really like. We'll come back to some more of these too, but Molly O'Malley... Yeah, I can smell what he's cooking. I actually had a dream.
She has a question. Can you smell? There's two more questions from Prime Number.
We'll get back to those.
We'll get back to those. There's also questions from DQ Knits and others. Molly O'Malley, can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Not only can I smell what The Rock is cooking, I had a dream about The Rock the other day.
Nice.
It wasn't dirty. The white took off
still
clothes.
Nice.
And I can't remember what it was about now, but I clearly remember having a dream about him. I don't remember what we were doing now. Huh. But yeah, I woke up very happy. I was like, oh, I dream about The Rock.
Well, I did some looking into that question.
Can I smell what The Rock is cooking?
I did some research on that question, and I couldn't figure it out. But Molly O'Malley, if you can figure it out, the domain name smellwhattherockiscooking.com is available.
Me and her should take over that.
You guys should get that domain name and keep us up to date on that one.
I'm smoking fine. Yeah, we have a couple more questions from Prime Number and DQ Knits, which we will totally get back to because we are at, what are we at now?
58. I wanted to mention something. Actually, I wanted to play something here that is actually quite funny.
Though, we should play that. That's someone else's podcast.
Yeah.
We should direct them to their podcast.
Well, yeah. Good point. Barmie Girls. That's Donna from Electro Girl is her rapper named Donna. She's in our group. She has a new podcast called Barmie Girl. Barmie Girls. I don't know what that means. B-A-A-R-M-Y Girls.
I wonder if they're sisters. Is it two girls?
Yeah, it's Donna and Jane. But... No, I don't think they're sisters. But anyways, it's a funny podcast. They have the first episode out there. So go. There's a Ravelry thread in our group, actually, that has, it's called Podcast Questions. There's a link to their first episode. So go and check it out. It's fun. They are having the funniest intro music. We were cracking up. We were listening to it. It's really funny. They have... a little bit they sound like our first episode where the sound is off. So bear with them. Donna sent me a personal message on Ravelry. I'll send you a link to something that might help you with the sound. I found something that really helped us. But definitely check them out.
And two more things from me. Prime Number, I got your other questions that you sent me. I'm not ignoring you, nor am I offended. I just... there's a lot of answering involved in what you asked me. It is not an easy question, easy answer for any of them. But I will get back to you on those. And we had someone that made the final round of the Vanna's Choice yarn.
Oh, right. the Obi-Wan Kenobi, golf club cover. Yeah. So go vote for her.
Where is she?
Go. She's in the discussion board on our Ravelry group. And the thread
please
is called
vote for me.
Please Vote for Me. It's Cello84. Congratulations, Cello84.
I love her avatar so much.
I know.
It cracks me up.
Hope you win. It's the Yoda. It's not Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's Yoda.
Yoda.
Golf club cover. And please win. Come to LA and let's hang out.
Yes. Where is she?
She is in New Jersey.
Jersey. What's up, Jersey?
So
I love her avatar so much.
<It's funny. laughs> Yeah, so check her out and vote for her. We want her to win.
Yes.
And
it is kind of awesome too.
It's pretty cool, yeah. And it's one of the coolest ones on that contest. I really think she has.
There are some that made it in and I don't understand why.
I know that was well, not no. Let's not badmouth anybody today. It's Sunday. We should be in church.
It's not bad mouthing. It's stated facts. It was questionable.
So, I mean,
didn't say it was
like,
bad. I was just like,
oh. How did that win?
Meh.
What? How did that make it into finals? No. I don't know. I won 2 gold medals.
Oh, because you did Rav Olympics.
I did. No, but not just the Rav Olympics. I joined Team West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there, and they actually had medals for us to run around our necks. So I'm like, woo, gold medal winner.
This year, I watched a lot. I recorded a lot. I still have Olympics to watch.
God.
There's a handful of things I want to watch before I delete it. But and I haven't made up my mind if I really want to watch it. And it's all like hours of HD or hogging up my flipping. I'm like, My dad, he got rid of his cable, and added HBO to my Showtime to my cable package.
Nice.
And, well, he's gonna pay me for it, so he can watch his shows here. I go, okay, here's the thing. I go, I will record your shows. I said, but they will only be 5 at a time. If you don't watch them, they will get deleted automatically after, because you're not gonna fill up my DVR. My DVR really goes below 70%. I like to keep it at 90% available. Okay, my dad would be down to 13% available. My brother and his family are horrible, and they have theirs is all literally like 5-6 times bigger than what we have where he is, and they have like 3% left. I'm like, really? Like, no. I asked my dad, I go, I'm not gonna change the setting.
It's like a Ravelry queue, you'll never get to it.
Yeah,
you know?
And so when I dip below 60, like I start sweating. So I told him, I go, I'm not going to manage it. I go, if you can't come up here and watch it, it's going to get deleted 5 episodes in. And then
it's
you just
all on the
out.
Internet anyway. So just go on the internet and look it up when you want to watch it.
But it's new episodes, so it's not going to.
There's new episodes.
You have to have Hulu.
And no, there's other sites.
This is also my dad.
HBO.
This is also my
episodes.
Dad. This is also my father.
Okay, point taken.
Okay, this took a year. The same person, it took me like forever to get text messaging. Okay, like
my mom, she's like, I think I need a laptop computer. I'm like, how about you master the answering machine first? Let's take it slow, you know.
Like,
my dad is like, yeah, I don't think we don't need really a regular computer. We'll just take a laptop that's smaller. I'm like, oh god,
you don't work on like a tablet.
Do not understand the complexity just because it's smaller doesn't mean it's easier.
But it's not that it's hard. It's just that generation is just not good.
Some of them. There's some people out there who are like, whoa, you know.
I work with someone who actually likes to use that as a crutch. I'm old.
Right.
And so finally, after years of listening to this, they tried to sell me that bullshit, and I said it loud enough. I go, that's not an excuse. It's not acceptable. I am no longer, I go, it's a crutch. I go, I am no longer accepting that from you. And this is a superior of my mom. That's shenanigans and bullshit. I'm not accepting that from you anymore. And walked off.
Good. Good, good.
I'm like, that's bullshit.
I have a picture hanging that reminds me of that on my.
He thinks that's acceptable. I'm like, that's bullshit. You're old, you can't fucking answer your emails. That's what the answer I'm getting from you. No.
I have a picture on my wall at work hanging, and it's not quite technology, but it's Patrick Stewart doing a one-handed push-up, and it says on top of it, this is Patrick Stewart at age 73 doing a one-handed push-up. Your excuse is invalid.
Thank
like,
you.
I'm like, oh shit, yeah. And one of my team that comes by looks at it. He's like, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm like, what is your excuse? He's like, I'm lazy. I'm like, okay, maybe.
I told my cousin tried to give me some bullshit excuse about something one day. I go, here's the thing about excuses. They only matter to the person who's giving it.
Right.
I said, because you can believe it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
You
that's,
know?
That's actually a very good one. I like that.
But yeah, that is not, I'm old. I'm like, and they use that excuse multiple times with me, and I finally just had enough.
Oh, God.
That's horrid, yes.
All right. Anyways, we're at an hour. Where's the music? It's more. We don't need no education stuff. Of course you do if you use a double negative. It pisses me off every time I hear that
clearly.
Song. Love that song, but pisses me off. Yeah, you do.
Control.
Don't you?
Hey,
teacher.
My goal was to make six over the year.
Yes, you do need education. Stop saying.
Bye, baby.
People
what you want to treat?
No education.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.